Hey, dum-dums, it's me, Allie Makovsky, your queen. Welcome to Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky. Good to be here. Good to be here with y'all. Okay, yeah. Maybe you heard it was my birthday this past week. Sunday, September 8th, your girl turned 24. It was a good day. I got recognized twice. I got recognized twice on my birthday. Well, the first one, I was walking in Venice on Abbot Kinney. Me, my sister, her fiance, we were all walking down the street. All of a sudden, I hear from behind me, Allie Makovsky. And I'm like, oh no, it's someone I went to high school with. And I turn around, and it's this like cool looking girl, and I'm like, how do I know her? And guess what? I don't know her. She knows me. Her name's Billie. Shout out Billie. She was super cool. It wasn't Billie Eilish, but this girl was also very tight. And she's a fellow dum dum, so that was pretty tight. We just talked for a second. She knew it was my birthday. And she was visiting from Arizona. And just a quick shout out to Billie. Thanks for making me look legit in front of my sister. I was like, Brittany, see, I told you this happens. I'm not making these stories up. I don't think my sisters believe how powerful I am. But I am. And Billie just helped me prove that. So then after that cool experience, I met up with my mom later in the day to do some shopping at the Promenade in Santa Monica. And my mom went out to the corner to have a smoke, as she does. And I walk into the Levi's store. I get these cool ass rhinestone pants. And this guy comes up to me. And he was like, I forget what he said. His name's Aaron. And he was like, I've been following you since you first started on Kill Tony. He didn't talk like that, but it is fun to sound like that. I've been watching you since you first started on Kill Tony, and it's just really cool what you're doing. Can I get a picture with you? So we took a cute ass picture. We looked all booed up. He was like, can I slide in your DMs? I was like, yeah, I mean, anyone can slide in my DMs, but I was like, I'm probably not gonna read it. No, I read all of them. I just choose to ignore them because some people are psychotic. I made the mistake of responding to a couple like of the un like the filtered DMs, like the people who I'm not following who DM me. I'll read them. And sometimes it's like nice and sweet, so I'll respond saying thank you. And all of a sudden, they think that we're like BFFs now, so they'll just keep hitting me up. And so it's a no-go for me anymore on the DMs. Unless it's like a girl who's sweet, then I'll maybe DM them back. But dudes, it's a hard no. Unless you're hot, you're verified, you're rich, and you have a cool talent, it's gonna be a pass from me. So I got recognized twice on my birthday, and it felt good. It was the best present I could have gotten. Speaking of presents, I posted on my Instagram story that my birthday was coming up, and if you wanted to send me a present, you can send it to the Comedy Store. And I only got five presents. Which, thanks for even sending me any presents. But five? Come on. You know how many people watch that story? 2,000. Over 2,000 people watch that story. I posted multiple stories about it. I got five gifts. Granted, those gifts were pretty good, except for one. There was one gift that I was like, what the fuck are you sending me this for? It was sweet, but it was like, here's what it was, and I know that you're listening to this. And I want to thank you for sending me something, but it's like so out of my care. This girl, I forget her name. I should have kept her card on me. I believe she makes jigsaw puzzles. Like, she makes them herself. And so she gifted it to me, which is very nice. But it's also, like, not... So if I have time to kill, I'm using it for Instagram. I'm not doing a jigsaw puzzle. Where am I going to put a jigsaw puzzle? I have roommates. Just do it on the floor when everyone gets home. They're going to... And it was an Edgar Allan Poe jigsaw puzzle of all... if it was like a Cardi B jigsaw puzzle, yeah, I would finish that in a day. No, if it was a jigsaw puzzle of me, I would do that and frame it real quick. Real quick. Edgar Allan Poe, the fucking Raven guy. The fucking Raven guy. That spooky bitch. No, it was very sweet. I'm just being like a little sassy bitch. You know who I am. You know who, if you're listening to this podcast, you shouldn't be surprised that I'm being a little sassy bitch about a very nice gift that you made for me. But all the other gifts, here's the other gifts. And you guys didn't send return addresses, so I can't, like, mail you anything back. And I don't know any of your names except for Jigsaw Puzzle Girl. And I don't remember, you know, sorry. I'm like all, you know what happens around my birthday? I get all arrogant and cocky. I'm like, yeah, bitch, made it another year. Watch out. I'm being a little sassy bitch. Whatever, okay? Leave me alone. The other gifts I got, one was a squatty potty. Thank you. I got a squatty potty, but I already have a squatty potty, so I put it in my roommate's bathroom. But I appreciate, I can't double up on a squatty potty. There's only so much squatting I can do on the toilet. Can't just, at a certain point, my legs will just be wrapped over my head like a gymnast. There's only so much squatting I could do. But that was a really nice, it was so big. It was such a big gift. It did, you know what I appreciate about the squatty potty? Is that it came in a big package. So when I posted a picture of me holding all my gifts, it looked like y'all really balled out on me like crazy. Someone sent me, this was another gift that I really liked, a stuffed animal type of thing, like a little plush toy of a booger. And at first I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, why would you even give this to me? This is so stupid. And then I remembered my big confession about picking my nose and eating my boogers. Someone DM'd me. And they said that they also eat their boogers. And I was like, that's disgusting. You should go to jail. It's so funny because when I do it, I'm like, this is natural. This is normal. This is hot. And then when someone else does it, I'm like, you're pathetic. You need to grow up. You're disgusting. Someone asked me what my favorite type of boogers to pick are. And I do have a favorite. Thanks for asking. My favorite is the ones that's kind of hard when you're picking it, and then you pull it out, and it's like, it just keeps, it's like a magic trick. It just keeps going. You're like, is this coming from my brain? Like, where is this coming from? It just keeps going. And it starts out hard at the top, and then it's all gooey. It's so gross. And someone told me that I should just, like, when I pick my nose, I should just roll it until it gets not sticky, and then flick it. What patience do you think I have? And also, how psychotic to just do this for so long? To just keep doing this like a little fly? Fly on shit? Flies are plotting stuff. They're always plotting. I know, I feel like this is a joke that's been done before. But they're always rubbing their hands together like, ooh, I just stepped into some shit. Now I'm about to hop on that food, baby. Give me one second, baby. And they're just rubbing their hands together all smooth. They got swagger. Flies got the most swagger out of all the bugs. I get nervous to say stuff on the podcast. But then I remember there's podcasts like Tim Dillon's and Cumtown and so many other crazy podcasts where I'm like... Bitch, why am I worried about... Okay. Maybe we'll have to edit this out if I feel uncomfortable about it. No, I don't even want to say it. Maybe I'll sneak it in later, but I'm, like, hyping it up too much right now. No, I'm going to say it. No, I'm not going to say it. You can DM me. It's just something. You know how there's black widows and brown widows? Oh, no. I hate this already. Okay, you know how there's black widows and there's brown widows? Do you think... No. Do you think black widows call other black widows? You know, fill in the blank. And then if a brown widow says it, they're like, you can't say that. Wetback widows, those are the brown widows. You know what's so funny? Wetback, it's like, it's not like nice to say, but it's also like no one's really mad about it. There's been no like movement. There's been no wetback movement. Yeah. Mexicans are down for a good freaking time. When I was growing up, I had this friend, Alyssa. She's probably changed as a person, but she used to be a pathological liar. And if she's listening to this, like, it's true, so I don't feel bad saying it. I remember, so I started shaving my legs in the third grade. I don't know why. My mom, like, kind of raised me, but I was mostly raised by my dad. So I had a lot of, like, fill-in substitute moms. And my best friend, who lived in the same townhome complex as me, I pretty much just, like, lived with her. I was, like, their fourth sister. Like, it was me and all of her sisters. And her mom would, she was just like my mom. Shout out Sandy. Sandy, like, she picked lice out of my hair when I had lice in the fifth grade. But... She was like a young mom. She like smoked weed and stuff. She was just like a chill ass mom. Like she wore just like a big shirt to go to sleep in. And I was like, man, she's so cool. Just like, you know, like big underwear and a big shirt. And I was like, she's just freaking, she's dope. And she used to listen to K-Rock. So we'd be like in her minivan. Her license plate, like the thing that goes around the license plate said, I'm in a Vetter place, because, like, Eddie Vetter, she was just one of those chill moms, and her daughters just started shaving their legs young, so in the third grade, this isn't weird, me and my best friend, Lindsay, who was my age, she was a year older than me, and then her little sister, we would all take baths together and stuff, third grade, okay, don't get all horned up, we'd take baths together, and Sandy showed me how to shave my legs. So I go to school the next day and I'm showing off my smooth ass. Keep in mind, I was a hairy child. I'm still hairy. I'm a hairy girl. I'm just trying. The success I want, the reason I want success is so I can afford to get laser hair removal on my whole body. That's all. That's my goal. People are like, what are your comedy goals? Do you want a special? I'm like, I want laser hair removal. That's what I want. I want laser hair removal and a sperm donor. And a house. But I go to school the next day, soft legs, and there's an assembly. And I'm sitting next to Alyssa, and I'm like, feel my legs, they're so soft. And she was like, I want to shave my legs. And I was like, well, why don't you? And she was like, my mom has cameras in our bathroom. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And, like, I knew it was a lie at the time, but I'm like, maybe her parents are crazy. But I knew her family. She was, like, one of my best friends in elementary school. And she had this, like, pretty big Hispanic family, and I would always go over there, and I was the only little white girl, and I would just be, like, bailandoing to all the, you know, music that they had. There'd be, like, tacos everywhere. Good music. This was when Sean Paul was really big, so we would bailando to Sean Paul, Shanapal. But yeah, she said there were cameras in her bathroom, and this was before I had ever been to her house or anything. So I'm like, this bitch is crazy, but like, maybe she has like some weird fucked up house. And then the first time I went to her house, I had to go to the bathroom, and I was just like looking everywhere. obviously there were no cameras, but I'm like, just say it's not weird. Like, you didn't have to lie about that. It's so weird. Kids do the weirdest shit, but it's like, we're in third grade. She could have just been like, yo, we're in third grade. It's weird that you shaved your legs. But instead, she went the other route of saying she had cameras in her fucking bathroom. Psycho. Then she busted my lip in middle school. She was like, I'm a cheerleader. And she was a cheerleader. And I was a cheerleader for a brief moment in time. But she was, like, overhyping herself up with cheer, saying, like, all this crazy. Like, she was just, like, a pathological liar at the time. I'm sure she's grown out of it at this point. She might even be engaged. Not that that would change who you are as a person. But that just shows how much time has passed. And, or maybe she's lying about being engaged. I don't know. She lives in San Diego or something. But we did this stunt at recess, because we were like, okay, you're talking all this great stuff about your cheer career in middle school. I used to be a cheerleader. Like, let's see what's up. And me and my friend Melissa, we spotted her, and then we threw her up. She landed, and she kicked my fucking lip. And I had a big old fat lip, and I was like, you're canceled. You are canceled. I started canceled. I was the first person. Anyway, speaking of canceled, I canceled my jiu-jitsu membership and did the instructor call me a quitter the entire class? Yeah, he did. Did he call me a loser? Of course he did. But guess what? I'm not quitting. I'm just not spending $200 a month to do something that I can't do that often. If I can only go four to six times a month and I'm spending $200 to train for something that's never going to help me for another 5 years, I'm not doing it. It's crazy. He's like, you're a quitter. I'm like, this just isn't my priority. I think for some reason I thought like, oh, I'm opening for Rogan. I have to take jiu-jitsu now. It's not going to keep me opening for him. I don't need to do keto now and start hunting elk. But if he asked me, I would. But yeah, I'm fine. I'm not a quitter. Here's the thing. You're not a quitter if something's just not what you're interested in or a priority. I like jiu-jitsu. It's very fun. But I'm not going to spend all the money. I'd rather spend that money on Juul pods. Did I say last week that I was quitting my Juul? Yes. Am I still Juuling? Absolutely. So see, I'm not a quitter. I just like Juuling. I'm addicted. Am I scared to Juul now because everyone's dying? Of course I am. Is that going to stop me? No. No. Now I just have more to talk about when I'm Juuling at a family function. They're going to be like, you hear that's bad for you? And I'm going to have so much to say about it. Also, who thought that this was safe? I knew getting into this that it wasn't better for me. The reason I'm doing it is because now I don't smell like cigarettes. And I look cool as fuck. I look so cool. So yeah, I'm not doing jiu-jitsu anymore, but like if my time frees up, I'll get into it again. I'll still like drop in if I can and like take a class if I'm free. But I'm just not going to like schedule my day around making a class. It's right in the middle of the day. It's at noon. That means I have to shower at 2 p.m. That's like an entire day. You can't. Ugh. It's too much, okay? I don't want to do it. But I will fight anyone. Oh my god. Okay. I got my cute little notebook because I wanted to remember. Oh, you know what? Oh, never mind. I wrote down stuff in a notebook so I would remember what to talk about. Did I finish saying what I got? No. I forgot to finish about the presents. I got more presents. I got off on a tangent. So I got the Squatty Potty, I got the Edgar Allan Poe jigsaw puzzle, I got the booger stuffed toy. And I got, someone sent me face masks, like those sheet masks. P.S. One time I did a face mask from Sephora, and when I opened the package, it was a black face mask. I got tricked into doing blackface. It didn't say on the thing that it was a black face mask. I got tricked into it. Did I send a couple pictures to my friends? Yes. Did I caption it saying I'm canceled? Yes. But you know what's annoying? They have panda sheet masks for the face. Those bitches are going extinct and you're just wearing them on your face like it's silly. That's a serious issue too. Face masks are canceled. Everything's canceled. But, okay, I was hosting at the Improv the other night. Friday night, I hosted this show. It was so good. Eddie Pepitone was on it. He's so funny. Miss Pat was on it. She's so funny. Sherry Shepherd was on it. She's on The View. Nikki Glaser was running roast jokes for the roast of Alec Baldwin, which comes out September 15th. She killed it. I want to give away her jokes, but I also don't want to give it away because her delivery and the jokes and all of it was so good. I'm genuinely excited to watch the roast to see how it comes out. She had like the best roast joke for Caitlyn Jenner. I was dying. And then I brought up, so I was excited. The first comic I got to bring up at the Improv was, when I was reading the lineup, it said Caroline Ray. And I was like, I've never heard of this comedian before. And I was like, huh, I wonder who that is. And then the sound guy was like, that is Aunt Zelda from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I was losing it. I was like, I can't believe I get to bring up Aunt Zelda or Helda or whatever the fuck from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I was so excited. And so I host, I do my set. The crowd is, you know, it's a hot crowd. It's a good show. I'm feeling good about myself. And now I get to bring up a childhood icon of mine who I only know as the aunt from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the questionably lesbian aunt. Questionably lesbian. That sounded like a improper sentence. So I bring her up. I'm like, guys, this is a great show we have. Awesome lineup. I'm so excited to bring up this first comic. You might know her from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Make it loud. Give it up for Caroline Ray. And then, you know, I shake her hand. I'm so excited to be in her presence. And she goes, you know, I've been in other things than Sabrina the Teenage Witch, right? And I'm like, no. No, I don't. I'm sure you have. But, like, you know, you don't introduce Robert Downey Jr. from one of his small roles. You're going to introduce him as Tony Stark, bitch. Iron Man. Yeah, I don't know you from anything else. Caroline. I know you as my childhood hero, so just let me have it. And that's how most people know. That's your iconic role. Embrace it. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go on stage, I want to see 10 minutes of pure magic tricks. I'm a sassy bitch today. I have, guess what, guys? I have a callback today. After this, I have a callback for a Panera Bread commercial. For Panera Bread. Panera Bread. Yeah, I have to, they want me to be like drumming or something. I'm like knee drumming and then I eat a piece of bread and I'm like, ooh, Panera. It's so good. So, yeah. Things are going pretty well for me in Hollywood, you could say. I think I'm going to get it. Just because, like, why wouldn't I? I got the face for Panera. I got the face for Panera. I feel like I wanted to talk about, I hosted a radio show at KXLU, which is one of my favorite Los Angeles radio stations. KXLU is a nonprofit like radio channel that is hosted by students at Loyola Marymount University here in Los Angeles. And, you know, each radio host has their own genre. My favorite, one of my favorites is, ooh, the door's about to slam. Damn right. My favorite is Devin. She's from Chicago. I read her DJ profile on the website. Devin plays the coolest music. So when you're like, Allie, where do you find your music? It's always from Devin at KXLU. 88.9, Los Angeles. KXLU.com. She plays, I believe, on Thursdays from noon to 3 p.m. So you can listen online, but she plays such cool music. And anyway, I hosted there, co-hosted with Mystic Pete. It was the night that I was about to turn 24. And it was like house music, which is frightening. That's, you know, wasn't how I was expecting to ring in my birthday, but it was pretty fun. So I was there from 11 p.m. to 2 in the morning. And then my sister lives nearby, Loyola Marymount. My sister actually went to Loyola Marymount. And so, yeah, I got to co-host. I really didn't do much because it's like house music and like DJs, they just kind of like go on and on and on. So I would just talk like once every hour. So I talked pretty much three times on the radio show, but we had fun. Shout out Mystic Pete for having me on. I'm gonna have some exciting guests coming up, I think, unless they cancel. If they cancel, you'll know, because the guests won't be that exciting. Wait, why is... hold on. Okay, I'm gonna do... It's only been 30 minutes that we've been recording. I feel like I've just been talking. Damn. 30 minutes of pure fire this whole time. You know what's annoying? So I spent the night at my sister's house after co-hosting the radio show. I have the perfect voice for a nonprofit radio station. Hey guys, that song you just listened to is called I don't know. The song I just played is called Creep by Radiohead. It's one of my favorites. I listened to it a lot in high school. And if you guys want to donate to the radio station, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's how they all talk. It's like kind of sexual and kind of tired. They're like horny but sleepy. Hey guys, if you want to listen, you can check out the podcast. You guys asked me the worst questions in the world. Some of them weren't even questions. I'm going to only have the questions be on the Resting B Pod Instagram. Because if you're not listening to the podcast, don't ask me questions. Bye. Get out of here. You're not important. Oh no. Okay. Will you marry me? No. Okay. See, yeah, some of these aren't even questions. I'm like, what are you talking about? Someone said, just saying, you look good in makeup. Yeah, I know. That's what makeup's for, to make you look better. Yeah, I know I look good in makeup. That's not a question. That's a fact. Okay. What's your favorite spot on your body to grow hair? Probably the knees, because it's so difficult to shave. It's just like a weird place to have hair. Your knees. That's such a weird question, though. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Who's this for? I think my app is fucking up because it keeps being the same. What was the thought going through your head before walking out to open for Rogan the first time? Don't fuck this up. The first time doing the arena, though, I was like, my first thought was just like, holy shit. Oh my God. Oh fuck. This isn't real. And then I felt like a rapper because it was like an arena, so it's just in a round. And the stage is so much bigger than it looks. So I was just going around in circles. I'm like, what the fuck is up? Allie, what would you do if Louis C.K. asked if he could wank his old fellow in front of you? It depends. Okay, let me just picture the scenario. If he's giving me spots to open for him, I would kind of like play into it and be like, oh my God, this is so weird and hot. I never knew I was into this. But if it was just for him to get off and there was no sort of reward for me, I would just kind of do one of these faces. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know. I feel like so much weird shit has happened in my life that something like that, I'd be like, what? What? Okay. I'd probably be like, why don't you know what I think the perfect self-defense in that situation is? Eating your boogers. Eating my boogers is more helpful to me than jujitsu at this point in my life. Were you raised around music via parents / siblings, or did you discover music on your own? I grew up listening to, like, Kiss FM, like, the radio, just, like, top 40 hits. So I've always enjoyed, you know, the mainstream basic songs. And then my parents would always play oldies and R&B. At what age is it too old to expect a birthday party and presents? I'm always expecting a party and presents, even if it's not my birthday. I think I'm going to throw myself a half birthday because I didn't really do anything for my birthday this year. So I'm going to throw myself a half birthday, like at a bar, kind of an open invite. Whoever wants to come hang out, celebrate me a little bit more. I'll do that. Next year for my birthday, 25, I'm going to Hawaii. And I'm going to invite my friend, but you can't go if you're broke. So, you know, if you want to come, better start saving that money. My best friend will definitely come. And then whoever's successful enough to make it will be there. And that'll be what's important. Also, shout out to Anthony, my producer. He got me the sweetest gift. He got me a portable Juul charger, obviously, and a Sephora gift card because a bitch loves makeup. What's your next tattoo? Thoughts on your next tattoo? Well, funny you should ask, because I was about to order some tattoo stuff through Amazon, like a single needle and some ink, because I kind of want to give other people and myself tattoos, but I'm afraid that if I get it, my whole body's just going to become a piece of sketch paper. Yeah, it's not going to turn out good if I buy it. Because I'm just going to be, like, inking myself up constantly. But I do want it so that way I can give friends shitty tattoos. But I don't really have an idea of what I want next. I normally just kind of get bored and then just pick something in the moment. Why are you so obsessed with me? Boy, I wanna know. I didn't make that dance up, by the way. That's just something I saw on TikTok. So. Yeah, I just saw some girl do it on TikTok and I was like, this looks simple enough and fun to do. So then I started doing it and it's just become my obsession. Is it possible to be too old to start doing stand-up? No. Where do you see yourself in 10 years, realistically? Great question, Shalik. That's my friend Shalik. Okay. In 10 years, I will be... In 10 years from today, I'll be 34. Oh my god. I'll be 34. I'll have been doing comedy for 15 years. So I expect to have at least 1 hour special out. Maybe two. I will expect to have been in a movie or TV show, or had a TV show of mine made. And I'll probably be canceled at least twice, but forgiven. Everyone's getting canceled. It's cancel season, baby. Am I a Virgo? No, I'm canceled. What's your sign? Are you a Virgo? No, I'm canceled. It's cancel season. I'm a cancel moon. Cancel rising. I found out about this new vape. Court McCowan is smoking it, and it's real nice. It's called a Bo vape. B-O. I'm not sponsored by them. But it does hit really nice. The Juul kind of hurts, which is why I like it. Because I kind of like the pain. I like knowing that it's still bad for me. But this Bo vape is really nice. Some thick clouds. Some cumulus clouds. Cumulus? What are those clouds called? Why did we have to learn about clouds in school? We had to learn about all different kinds of clouds. The soft clouds, the thin clouds, the big old fluffy clouds. Like, why was that information important? None of us are going to become meteorologists. What else is there with these questions? Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about this. I did a little bit of a rant on my Instagram story. And I'm going to go in it again. If you already know about this rant, my bad. So my birthday's September 8th. And it's really annoying having a September birthday because so many other people I know also have September birthdays. And that's because their parents fucked on Christmas or New Year's. And if your parents fucked on Christmas or New Year's, that means they weren't fucking at any other point. They're the type of couple that only fuck on holidays and birthdays because there's no love in that relationship. You know, the love is gone. So now, if you're born in September, your parents are either divorced or they should be divorced. Because, you know, that's the cheapest gift you can get someone, is your dick. Merry Christmas, I got you my dick. And a child. Yeah, you know what's fucked up about a September birthday? You always know when you were conceived. My parents boned Christmas Eve. My dad came back from a business trip on Christmas Eve. They boned, had me. Oopsie daisy, I was an accident. My mom always says, I was a gift from God. And I'm like, bitch, you're an atheist. But I'm happy to be here, folks. It's good to be here. This is how crazy I am. I've been thinking about this. When I do have a kid, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to Google what the least common birthday to have is. And then I'm going to map out when to have sex so I have a kid. That way the kid can have its own day. It won't be filled with all these other people. It'll be all about the kid. I posted the whole rant on my Instagram story and then I highlighted it. So if you're curious, the rant was really funny because I was in the moment and I was really heated up about it. Now that some time has passed and I'm a mature 24-year-old, I don't, you know, I don't mind too much anymore. But it's on my Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram, not Allie Mac, and then look at my story highlights, it's under the one that says, like, car vlog or something. The car vlog highlight is just all my videos of me in the car. Not driving, it's CGI. You can't get mad at me. I have a production studio where I film car Instagram stories. How much time is that? 41. I feel like I need to fill the time with more stuff. Ugh. Do the obsessed dance on the pod. I'm not going to. I'll do it sitting down. Why you so obsessed with me? Boy, I wanna know. Lying that you're sexing me when everybody knows. I have a good voice, but I wasn't trying, okay? Come do some shows in Denver. Let's talk about that. See, these people are dum-dums, and not in the way of how I call you guys. They're genuinely dumb. Like, I was just in Denver. I just did shows. Are you even keeping up with my career, Nate? You idiot. Come do some shows in Denver. I was just doing that, like, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Nate. Where were you 2 weeks ago, you dummy? I'm trying to open a comedy venue. What are the best, worst things at a venue you've experienced so far? It needs to be nice and tight. You don't want it too spread out. And you want to make sure that when people are sitting, they're sitting up close and center and personal, and then it grows outward. You don't want it to be like movie theater seating where people are just kind of scattered wherever. It needs to be tight. That's when it's best. What's Rogan like right before a show? He's fighting. He's shadow boxing. He actually, not a lot of people know this, but he brings a 12-year-old kid to beat up and kill right before he goes on. So he has a lot of adrenaline. Not a lot of people know that, but yeah, he actually sacrifices a child right before he goes on stage. But I mean, obviously it's working. He's killing. So, okay, I guess that's it, really. Yeah, I don't really have much else to say. And I don't, like, need to drag it on. There's no point in just keeping talking for no reason. Yeah, that's it, I guess. Is there anything else? No. I'm getting my hair done today. Gonna look real cute. Oh, you know what? Just a quick shout out. When my mom took me shopping on my birthday in Santa Monica, we stopped at Nordstrom's. And you know how there's, like, people who work there who will, like, test out makeup on your skin, but they won't, like, do your full face of makeup? They'll just kind of, like, test out the things that you're interested in. There was this girl who works there named Meredith, and she ended up just doing my entire face. She made me look gorge on my birthday. And she didn't have to, but we just kept going and going and going. So shout out to Meredith at the Nordstrom in Santa Monica. She really just, you know, showed up for me in a way that, you know, I couldn't have predicted. And then I had, it's so nice when you go somewhere and the person working is just, like, so cool. Because I went to brunch with my sister and her fiance on my birthday. And the server was such a bitch. Like, I got there early. And the busboy asked if I wanted any drinks. So I had my water, and then I asked for an orange juice, so he brought me an orange juice. So I got water and an orange juice by my side. My sister shows up with her fiance, and the server comes to the table, and she's like, "Do you guys want any drinks?" And I'm like on my phone, like looking down, and my sister's fiance orders a beverage. My sister orders a beverage. And I think it's pretty clear I don't need a beverage ordered because I already have my orange juice and my water. And I'm not even looking up. And I just knew. I was like, this bitch is just staring at me right now. She's not going to say, "And would you like a drink?" She's just going to stare at me. So I'm just looking at my phone and I'm like, I know the tricks. I've worked in food service. I know the tricks this woman's playing. And so then I look up and I go, "No, I'm good." And then she just walks away. What a dumb bitch. Sometimes people are just rude. Yeah, she was just rude the whole time. Whatever, your life's not that hard. But I get it, I'm the same way. I'm rude at work all the time. It's just exhausting. Working is exhausting. No one wants to work. I want to see the new It movie. I want to do it at the IMAX theater where it all shakes and, like, they play into all of your senses and stuff. Imagine if there was a fingering scene in the It movie in the, like, 4D IMAX experience. Someone just, like, fingers you. They're like, "We want you to get the full experience." I used to work at a movie theater and people would jack off all the time. And by people, I just mean homeless people. In the movie theater I worked at was expensive. It was like $17 a ticket. But the homeless people would spend the money that they got and just kick it at the movie theater all day and just movie hop. They would walk into those little like back alleys, like those emergency exits in the back alleys and like hide out in there. Pretty good idea. Anyway, that's it. I have nothing else to say. I have a couple shows coming up this month. Next month is going to be wild. Got some big announcements. Not really, but I'll say that it sounds more exciting. I have a couple shows coming up this month. I need to update my website. Just local gigs around town in September. So you can check alliemakovsky.com. And yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye.